written by experts and authorities in the field, and professionally narrated for easy listening. This outline is a valuable tool both during your course and before exam time, or if you're simply interested in the subject. Each outline is detailed and comprehensive, covering everything you might expect to learn in a typical law school course. Included are both capsule and detailed explanations of critical issues and topics you must know to master the course. The material is up to date and cross-referenced with recent case studies covered in leading casebooks. There is a Q&A and a key takeaways section following each topic to review questions commonly tested and drive home key points. Also included with your purchase are two bonus audiobooks: The Law School Survival Guide, which is an audiobook full of tips and tricks for succeeding in law school, and The Legal Terminology Audio Learn, which reviews the top 500 legal terms you must know. Audio Learn's law outlines support your studies, help with exam preparation, and provide a comprehensive audio review of the topic matter. In this outline, we'll review the following: the history of environmental law in the U.S., policy perspectives on environmental degradation, creating environmental policy, common law liability and remedies, uncertainty and risk analysis, Clean Air Act, Clean Water Act, the Public Trust Doctrine, the National Environmental Policy Act, Resource Conservation Recovery Act, RCRA, Comprehensive Environmental Response, Compensation and Liability Act, CERCLA, a.k.a. Superfund, Enforcement of Laws. Number 1, Introduction. Welcome to this outline on environmental law. This topic is one of the most difficult subjects you will encounter in law school because it pulls on many competing legal interests and is constantly changing in response to social and political concerns. However, studying environmental law is exceptional preparation for becoming a lawyer, since it requires you to sift through a complex mix of federal, state, and local laws, regulations, policy choices, property rights, science, and health concerns. There are two things to keep in mind as we move forward. First, environmental law is derived from common law property principles and is heavily regulated by federal, state, and local laws. As a result, it's important to understand how the common law operates for property owners, as well as how regulatory oversight works. Second, environmental law is a dynamic body of law that is constantly evolving. Before we go any further, let's discuss a philosophical dilemma at the heart of this subject. Why have any laws regulating the environment at all? Some people argue that property owners should have complete authority to do whatever they want within the confines of their property. Why would that be a problem? What would happen if everyone acted within their own best interest? The issue was discussed in economic terms in the 1830s by Victorian economist Victor Foster Lloyd. Lloyd described a scenario where there was totally unregulated grazing on common land on the British Isles. Under his example, everyone with rights to the pasture grazes as many animals as possible for their own short-term gain. Shared resources are then depleted much faster, and everyone who had access to the pasture is then harmed. How do we solve this problem is the starting point for environmental law. This has been called the tragedy of the commons. Biologist Garrett Hardin expanded upon this theory in 1968 by considering air, oceans, rivers, stock fish, and other shared resources part of the common good. An example of the tragedy of the commons is the Great Banks fisheries. For centuries, explorers and fishermen found a nearly endless supply of codfish off the coast of Newfoundland. Advances in fishing technology allowed huge catches of cod during the 1960s and 1970s. After some large seasons, the fishing population suddenly depleted, which forced fishermen to sail further from home each season. By the 1990s, cod populations were so low that the Grand Banks fishing industry collapsed.